If an Arizona legislator has his way, you'll be able to pay to go faster in his state. His plan would let a driver without passengers use the restricted lanes, those set aside for high occupancy. It's an idea that's being tested or proposed in several places all across the country, and we wanted to check in Arizona today, where there was a committee vote in the legislature yesterday on this issue, and we're joined by Arizona State Senator Ron Gould, Republican of Lake Havasu City. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Robert.
What's the plan exactly?
Essentially, what we're going to do is allow single-occupancy vehicles with just a driver in the car to pay a toll to drive in the carpool lane.
That would raise revenue.
Well, it's not so much about raising revenue. We've got a traffic problem here in the Phoenix metropolitan area, and our Department of Transportation has done a study that shows that this is the most cost-effective way to move traffic down our existing lanes.
One of the reasons why the high-occupancy vehicle lanes were created was because if you had three people or maybe even four people in a car, you'd be conserving fuel because the gasoline would be delivering three or four people to and from work, not just one.
Well, we also save gasoline when we don't have cars idling or going in stop-and-go traffic.
So you think there might be a fuel conservation dimension to ending the bumper-to-bumper traffic in the other lanes as well?
Yeah, when you amateurize the amount of miles traveled and the gasoline used, the pollution is actually caused by the burning of fuel. So if we can actually get somebody there without having to idle their car so long, we'd actually clean up the air.
Now, there could be a problem with this plan somewhere down the road if, in fact, so many people took advantage of it that it was even whether you would get in on the regular lanes or using the high-occupancy lanes.
Well, how we get around that is we do what they call demand pricing. We vary the price so that we maintain at least a minimum traffic flow of approximately 45 miles an hour. We're going to give you a money-back guarantee if we don't maintain 45 miles an hour.
But in any case, would a high-occupancy vehicle, that is with the passengers, would it be free for them?
The people that ride for free will continue to ride for free. And, you know, you might think that this only benefits people that are willing to pay the toll. But if we move people out of the free lanes and into the toll lane, they're not taking up space in the free lane anymore. So traffic moves faster all across the board.
Now, are there currently toll booths in the high-occupancy lane?
They haven't used toll booths in probably 25 years. They've done a similar project, a fast lane in Southern California, and they did that 15 years ago. And there's no toll booth on that. It's just got a barcode reader that reads a sticker.
But how would that let the vehicle that just has three people in it through? They wouldn't have a barcode, or they wouldn't have what we in the East refer to as an easy pass device on it to let them through. You'd have different lanes within the high occupancy lanes?
Essentially, how you handle that is their point of entry into the lane. They would enter at a different place. And then you also have cameras that can see that there's additional people in the car. You might have a situation where a person has a transponder device for tolling in their car.
Mm-hmm.
But say they've got another employee that's riding to work with them that day, so they could be able to take that carpool lane for free. All you simply do is put your transponder device in the little foil envelope, and that keeps it from being read. You ride for free because you've got another person in the car with you. Our toll lanes here in Arizona, we only require two people in the car.
Two people.
Right, not three.
But it sounds like, there's something implicit in what you're doing is that the hope of getting thousands and thousands of people to pair up and come in twos rather than alone is only so realistic. It's limited.
Well, actually, it is only so realistic because originally Arizona's HOV lane, high occupancy vehicle lane, were for three people in a car, and they couldn't get enough people to actually use the lane, so they had to lower it to two people in a car.
Because some people would say if you put the toll on the other lanes, for the people who weren't carpooling, you might get more threes, maybe some fours coming to work.
Well, you could, but that's probably unpalatable for most people. I'd rather give them a carrot than beat them with the stick.
Well, State Senator Ron Gould, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Arizona State Senator Ron Gould, a Republican of Lake Havasu City, talking about a plan to permit drivers to pay tolls in order to access the high occupancy lanes on the highway, even if they're driving alone. ¶¶